pembaruan.
Number two, who was reading this letter?
Marario, enjang mana somo baruan.
And three, what did he pray for then?
Go maradik angoma nolamo ne.
So first, who was writing this letter?
Mokwongo, ngat mana mana niko.
In the world in those times, when you began a letter,
endalono ka ichako ndiko,
you put your name first.
Iketo nyingi mokwongo.
Now today, I think we put our name at the end.
Katamana sani waketuga nyingwa bange kwa setieko.
So if you get a letter, you have to look at the end to find out who wrote it.
Kiyudo barua kibiro mio ne gikone ngama nondeko barua.
But in these times, they began by introducing themselves.
Endalo mane Paulo ndiko moma nocha Paulo nyingiri.
So he says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God.
No fuller any in Paul, Jaote Mari Jesu Christo, Kalo Regidwa Nasai.
His name's Paul.
Ninge Yomuri Paulo.
He had been a very strong Jew.
No sebedo Jayaudi Mutegno Manemba.
He followed the law of God with all his heart.
No lo chik nyasai bichune luto.
But a day came when he met Jesus Christ. He realized all his obeying of the law was not enough. He was a great sinner still. But when Jesus met him, he saved him. He made him a new person. The blood Jesus shed on the cross washed him. And he was freely forgiven. Then Jesus made him an apostle. The word apostle means somebody sent. Sent with authority. If I send you into Homa Bay town with a message, if I give you a job to do in the town, then you have become my apostle. You have my authority to do that work for me. Paul was an apostle of the Son of God.
Paulo menja ote maruri nyasaye.
Sent with authority
ko origi teko
to build the first churches.
Mondo oger kanisa mokwongo.
The first churches among the nations of the world.
Kanisini mokwongo manoketi e pinje manegenego gibedie.
To lay the foundation.
Mondo oket mise marwaro.
To teach the very words of God. As it says, by the will of God. As you study these words, you are not reading the words of man alone, but the words of your Maker. The words of your Judge. The words of the one who gives you breath and a beating heart, even now. These are not Paul's own ideas. It's what Jesus sent him to teach you and me. Paul had others working with him.
Paulo benenintire gijogo manitiyo kode.
He's not like many of today's pastors. They work with no one, and others, they just have a servant. But Paul had those he called brothers. And one of those was Timothy. Timothy, he was training in the work with him. Sometimes he called him my son. Church is a family.
Kanisa en anyola.
It's not masters and servants.
Okeni yatelo bidu teach.
There's one master only. That's Jesus.
Wanigi yatela chel kataruta chel mani Yesu Kristo.
The rest of us are family.
One luto, one organa.
And Timothy was with Paul as they wrote the letter.
Timoteo ne nigi Paulo kane gindiko barua.
With the authority they had, they wrote to the Colossians.
Negimbiko ne yo Colossae.
And the first words from God are in verse 2.
E watch mokuongo magiyo ondiko moa kuom Nyasaye ni e kwan matindo ariyo.
Says grace and peace to you from God our Father.
Mawacho ni ngwono koda kwe obed kuom koa kuom Wuorwa Nyasaye.
When God's apostle says, "Here's a message from God," what do you think?
Ka jaote Nyasaye owacho ni ma ote mar Nyasaye, ere gima iparo?
One of the first things we might think is, "From God to me, why?"
Gima kwongo mibiro paro ni oa kuom Nyasaye, ang'o momiyo ne en an?
How can I meet with God?
Ere kaka nyalo romo gi Nyasaye?
God who made this creation.
Nyasaye mochweyo gik moko duto maloso gik moko.
God who is holy.
Nyasaye maler.
How can I come near to God?
Ere kaka nyalo biro mbele Jehova Nyasaye?
I'm not worthy.
Ok arom.
But God's first words in the letter are grace and peace to you.
Tote mukwongo mar Jehova Nyasaye e buk mar Kolosai ni ngwono koda kwe mondo obed kodi.
And God reminds us that He is a Father.
Nyasaye be paronwa ni en wuoro.
The word grace means kindness, favor, blessing.
Wach ngwono nyiso ni bedo kodi achiel. Ngwono, dholuo mang'eny, is ngwono no to.
It tells us of God's mercies. Which we don't deserve. God is merciful to sinners. And there is peace for sinners. Because of the blood of the cross. So God tells us first of all He wants to do us good. He wants to show us His kindness. Now Paul had never met these Christians.
Paolo ne pokoromo gi jo Kristo.
If you have a Bible, you can find that in chapter 2, verse 1.
Kindi muma ibro somo kwan madonga ariyo mokuongo matinda chiel. Kwan madongo ariyo matinda chiel.
But Paul loved all the family of God.
Paulo noero kanyakla mar nyithi Nyasaye.
And he had a mission to all the family of God. He didn't say, "Oh, those people, I don't know them. What have they got to do with me?" No, he said, "Those people, they love Jesus Christ. So they are my brothers. I belong to them. And they belong to me." And so he wanted to serve them. In verse 3, it says that he was always praying for them. Verse 4 says, as soon as he heard of them, he loved them. Once he heard of their faith and their love, he started to pray for them. A wonderful to have a letter from someone who cares for us. I wonder if you've ever had a letter. Your mother came back from the post box. She said, "There's a letter, it's for you." You opened it and you look to see who it's from.
It's
from your dear friend. Paul writes this letter to us to do us good. To build us up in the faith. So, he's the one who's writing.
Koro Paulo mandiko.
He writes with the authority of God.
Ondiko kaluwore gi nyalo mar Nyasaye.
He writes with the love of a dear brother.
Ondiko kaluwore gi hera gi owadwa mantiere machunye.
He writes so that we will be mature in the faith.
Ndiko lwa ni mondo wabed mochwe kata motegno e yie.
That's in verse 9.
Marang ochiko.
He prayed that God would make us to know His will.
Nolabo ni mondo Nyasaye mondo wedwache otimre.
And that we'll look at later.
Mano wabiro ng'iyo bang'e.
But now let's ask, who were these people reading?
Wewang'iyane to en jok mage masomo baruani.
Who are the Colossians?
Yo Colossae gi gin joma nade?
Well, Colossae was a town outside of Israel.
Colossae ne en town mane ni oko mar piny mar Israel.
It's in what today we would call Turkey.
En piny masani wanyalo luongo ni Turkey. King'iyo map, ibiro neno piny moro ni Turkey, en oko mar Israel.
So that's a bit north and a bit west of Israel.
Onyalo wuok milambo mar Israel. Milambo ma yo wuok chieng'.
In those days it was part of a big, big empire.
Ndalono
it was called the Roman Empire.
Mane luongo ni Roman Empire.
The ruler was in the city of Rome.
Mane jatende ne nie piny mar Rome.
The Roman Empire was strong and powerful.
Ndalono piny Jo-Rumi ne gin jogo mane nigi teko mang'eny.
But they also worshipped false gods.
To kata kamano ne gin gi teko, ne gilamo nyiseche manono.
And it was full of wickedness. We call them pagans. They sacrificed to very many gods. And they laughed at the God of the Jews. They said he was weak. His people had been defeated by the Romans. Why should anybody listen to or fear their God? And these cities were full of immoral behavior. Filthiness and uncleanness of every kind. It was hard to be a Christian in such a place. But Paul reminds them of what a Christian really is. In verse 2, he calls them holy and faithful brothers. In verse 4, he calls them saints. That's a person that God has taken and set him apart for himself. Somebody God has chosen and made to be his own special possession. Taken out of the rest of the world for his own purposes. And Paul calls all of the Christians saints. A saint is not a very special Christian who's climbed very high. It's not someone who worked miracles. And you don't have to be dead to be a saint. Dead. You have to be a person only with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who love Jesus are God's saints. And they should live as a special people too. But Paul calls them brothers. Believers are a family. Every one of us
One duto achiel kachiel kachiel.
Did you know everybody who loves Jesus is your brother if you love Jesus?
Yo duto te muero Yesu Kristo en one.
They might be rich, they might be poor.
Onyalo bedo no meo kato die.
They might be powerful, they might be weak.
Onyalo bedo no tek kato yom yom.
They might be healthy, they might be suffering.
Onyalo bedo no oler kata dende ngima kato onyalo bedo no tago eh.
They might be African, Mahindi, Mzungu.
Onyalo bedo ni ndia Hindi, onyalo bedo ni ndia Afrika, onyalo bedo ni Mzungu.
But if they love Jesus, then you're brothers together.
To koero Yesu, tweno wagi.
And you should love them like a brother.
Tuindo negiergi manaka kowagi.
Because the family of God will continue forever.
Nikeche owete kata anyola manya sae biru siko nyakachieno.
When Jesus comes again, other families will end.
Ka Yesu bulo duogo, anyola duto biru biru kanyakachieno.
Jesus said in the new creation, there won't be husband and wife. So there won't be fathers and sons and daughters. But the family of God will continue forever. Brothers and sisters in the Lord. You should love Christians like your own brother and sister. You should put their needs first. Serve them like Paul did.
You've
got a friend who needs encouraging. Somebody who's sick to visit. Someone in trouble to help. Serve them because of Jesus. Jesus came to be our brother. And he shed his blood for our sins. And then he said, you do the same.
He
said, what I've done for you, you do too. Don't say, oh, that person, he's too different from me. Don't say, oh, he's far away. Say, Jesus has become my brother and his brother. So now I'll love him. Now Paul tells us what had happened in the lives of the Colossian Christians.
Paulo temonisua gino matemoro engimadio colossae.
He shows us what happens when a person really becomes a Christian.
O temonisua gino matemore samadial moro osebedo dia Cristo.
They now had three things in their life.
Gibedo gigit moko ade katamige pe ade ke gitigimamari.
Three things that were work of God in their hearts.
Gibedo gigit moko ade matiyo moakum yamanya sae.
Starts in verse 4.
Maja kore batinangwen.
He says, we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. A Christian has faith. That means he believes the promises of God. And especially the promises about salvation. The promises of life for those who trust in Christ Jesus and his death on the cross. Those who believe that he died for their sins and rose again from the dead and ascended up to heaven, and that he forgives everyone who asks him. Those who trust not in their own good works, but in him alone, that they are the children of God. Not because they deserve it, but because of God's good gift. Nobody in this room has seen Jesus Christ. None of us have heard his voice with our ears. But if we're true Christians, then God has persuaded us in our hearts. The Spirit of God has come to us. He's made us to know that we are great sinners. That God is a holy God. That his judgment is coming on the whole world. But then we've heard the words about the death of the Lord Jesus. That God's own Son suffered. And cleansed away our sin on the cross. And we've heard the words of Scripture that say, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And now we're holding on to him. We believe there's a day when everybody will see him. Because he'll come again in glory. He'll sit on his throne to judge the world. But we believe we'll be safe. Because he promised it in the scriptures. That's what faith is. To rest our whole weight on Jesus Christ alone. He is the ark of safety when the flood of God's judgment comes. We don't have another little boat to jump out on. It's him and him alone. That's faith. Then Paul speaks of the second thing. He speaks of love. That's in verse 4 and verse 5 also. Said the love you have for all the saints. When God saves you, he makes you a new person. He gives you a new heart. He doesn't leave you as you were before. The new heart has new desires. It desires the good of God's people. It loves those who love Jesus Christ. I said already, we've come into a new family. God's people have God's Spirit in them. And he teaches them to love one another. Jesus said, this is how the world will know that you are my disciples. If you love one another. How do you know I'm a Mzungu? You just have to look. How do you know that somebody is a Mahindi? You just look. How will I know that two of you are brothers? I'll see you watching out for each other. The older one makes sure the younger one comes home at night. Brothers, take care of each other. So if I were to watch you very carefully this weekend, I'll start to know who loves who. That's what Paul says about the Christians. He says he's heard about the love that they have. It's a love for all the saints.
Era marwete duto.
Now, let's admit, some people are not easy to love.
Nitire ji mangeny mahero tek.
They can be a bit difficult.
Chunygi mondiyeregi tek, ok yot mondiyere en owuon.
Especially immature Christians.
If aswaso jo Kristo ma pod yom yom e warwa.
They can be really awkward.
Tek ahinya mondo iwuot kodgi.
But we love them because of Jesus. Not just because they're easy to get on with. Not because they've given us something good. But because they're God's people. We're going to be forever in the new world together. So let's make sure we grow stronger together as we travel on the way. So that's faith and love. And Paul tells us the third thing. He tells us where the faith and the love come from. If you see a river running by, you'll ask, where does it come from? Where's the spring? Verse 5, Paul tells us about the spring for our faith and love.
Amen.
They spring from hope. Faith, love, and hope. The three great Christian virtues. He says that we have a hope that is stored up for us in heaven. We can't see it with our eyes now. But we know one day Jesus will come back. He will make everything new. Heaven is a place of light and glory. The holiness of God is seen there. His greatness, His majesty. In heaven there's no sin and there's no shame. There's no weeping, there's no crying. There's no sorrow, there's no regrets, no tears. But people have perfect joy. Because they are with God. The Bible says that heaven is coming down to earth. Everything is going to be made new. The world will be cleansed. Even our bodies will be made new. There'll be no disease or sickness or weakness. And Jesus Christ will be with us forever. So we have hope. Hope in the Bible means confidence. That you're built on a good foundation. If we all jump up and down on this floor, I don't think the roof is going to fall in. We see this floor is strong. The walls are strong. So even if we jump with all our strength, it'll stand. Whatever the devil throws at you in life, you can still stand. You don't need to leave Jesus Christ. Don't doubt His care and His love for you. Don't say, oh, He's abandoned you. When the clouds are covering the sky, you know the sun is still behind them. You can't see the sun because it's dark. But you know it's there. Maybe some of the little ones are afraid of the dark.
Seche moko yao lakini dalo loro muro.
And they start to think, what's there? What's there?
E magi yao paro ni ang mamani kie kodi yao mamal sa moro.
There's something under my bed.
Nyakabeligi moro niya buwata na na.
There's something up in the roof.
Nyakabeligi moro niya kada buwake.
Is mom in the next room? Is dad still in the house? Will they keep me safe? But when the sun comes up and there's light, you know there's no problem. There's nothing new under your bed. Mom and dad are where they always were. You just couldn't see in the dark. As Christians, we should have confidence even in the dark. The clouds may be over our soul, but the sun is still shining behind. God never changes his plans. Yes, he brings days of trouble and testing for us. He always has a reason for them. And the hope is still in heaven, waiting for us. So that's what a Christian is. Their life is a life of faith, hope, and love. Are you a Christian? I didn't say a Christian is someone who is born going to church. A Christian is not just someone who reads their Bible and goes to services. Not someone who wears a cross round their neck and uses the name of Jesus a lot. But it's someone who has a new heart of faith, hope, and love. Some people have only the name of a Christian, but not the heart. What if I tell you this morning that me, I'm a Luo? Because look, here I am in Luoland. I can even say Amosi Berahinya. So now I'm a Luo, yes?
You'll say no.
You're just pretending. You're a Mzungu. To become a Luo, I'd need to be born all over again. That's what you need to be a Christian. You need to be born all over again. You need the Spirit of God to come and make you a new person. Maybe you realize you're not a Christian today. Well, call upon Jesus Christ from your heart. Say, Jesus, I've been pretending. I was fooled. It was not real. But give me a new heart. I'm tired of the old heart. All the lying and hating and fighting. Make me a person of faith and love and hope. And if you seek him, you will find him. He said, you knock and the door will be open. He said, those who seek me early will find me. So, those are the Colossians. Paul had heard that they had the real thing. So then he tells them he's praying for them.
Koro mano momiyo olamo negi mondo yie gi geno gi hera margi mondo med jiwore.
So this is our third part. Paul's prayers for the Colossians.
Paolo lamo negli Colossani.
And he did pray for them.
Ecco nisso olamo negli.
Mentioned in verse 3.
Onnicchia lì.
In verse 9 he says we've not stopped.
E mara ci coaje ni pokchunya ojo.
He could not visit them now. Because in fact he was kept in prison. He couldn't go to them and preach. He couldn't encourage them with a visit. But he could pray for them. And our prayers are the best thing we can do for someone. Because prayer calls down God's help and mercy. We don't always understand God's ways. God can do anything He likes. But He has chosen to work through His people's prayers. That is how He brings change in the world. Paul believed that, and so he prays. Do you believe that? Do you pray?
Hallelujah.
What did Paul want for them? He wanted them to become mature. That's verse 9. He said, we're asking for God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. See, it's not enough to be saved. God wants you now to please Him in this life. He wants you to live a completely different life to an unsaved person. He wants you to be fruitful and useful in His world. Whilst you wait for Jesus to come and transform it, He wants you to be serving Him. And so He wants them to have spiritual wisdom. Wisdom is not the same as cleverness.
In Muslim, in Luo, it's just simply called one word.
Oh, that's a bit tricky.
Cleverness. Rieko mar buo pinyin, mar sumu. Opogore gi rieko moa kuom Nyasaye. Cleverness is the rieko mar sumu, is the knowledge. And wisdom is God's gift. So, rieko.
So wisdom.
Amen. Let me clarify. Huh? Knowledge.
Okay. Wisdom is when we live our lives in a way that pleases God. That we remember He is always here. When we wake up, God is here. So we eat our food, God is here. When we do our work, we are in the presence of Almighty God. When we lie down to sleep, God is there. A great, holy, awesome, majestic God. A God who is without sin. A God of righteousness and judgment. True understanding is to live our life remembering Him.
Engimawa maradira and nimundo wasikwa pare.
The book of Proverbs says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There are lots of people very good at their studies with many certificates.
And
they have no wisdom at all. They live their lives as if there were no God. And the anger of God is coming for such people. You don't need to get a high score in your exam to have wisdom. Lots of people never went to school, but they have spiritual wisdom. To have wisdom, you need to fear God. He wanted them to understand God's will. To understand God's plan for the nations. His plan to bring all people to obey Jesus Christ. His plan to make all nations to become his disciples. Through the gospel. Through the witness of his people. Through their sufferings and their faithfulness. Through their patience. That's God's plan for the world. It's different to our plans. Our plans are often something like this. Pass all my exams. Get a good job. Build a good house. Get a good wife or husband. Have a good family. Enjoy life. Enjoy money. Enjoy all the good things of this world. That's not God's plan. God's plan is that we follow Jesus. We take up our cross. We die for him every day. So that we can live with him every day as well. People who live that way have understanding. Verse 10, Paul said, I want you to please him. See, Jesus watches us to see how we live. He's listening every time we're talking with our friends. Every time you turn on the television to watch, he's sitting there too. And he's saying, now what is this person watching? Every time you're at school, and you're out playing, and there are some children who are the popular ones, and some that people laugh at and make fun of. And Jesus is watching. Jesus is listening. Jesus can be pleased or he can be displeased. Paul says we should live a life that is worthy. You should be a mirror. God, if he saved you, his glory has come into your life. Now it should shine out again so others can see it. If you are different, then people should know it. The faith and the love and the hope should be changing your life. People should see the love of Jesus in you. Now those things are impossible by our own strength. In our own strength, we're just selfish and mean. Greedy and perverse. We need the power and strength of God. And the way to get that is to ask for it also. So that's what Paul prayed in verse 11. He prayed the Colossians would be strengthened with all power. According to God's glorious strength. And not for one day only. Not for just your first year as a Christian, but he wanted them to have great endurance and patience. So continue in that way every day. This year's the Olympics. Yes, and surely a Kenyan will win the marathon. There's a British man who could win the 10,000 meters. He trains in Eldoret, but I haven't spotted him yet. But if he wants to win, there's only one thing to do. Keep going. Strong to the end. It's the same in the Christian race as well. You need the power of God every new day. To say no to sinful and selfish desires. To say no to the temptations of youth. When your friends want to take you somewhere bad, to say, no, I can't go there. I'm following Jesus. So make sure you pray for those things. Make sure you pray for the other Christians, for those things. Don't only ask about the things of this life. Food and school fees and strong health. Yes, we do ask for those things. Jesus said, ask, give me this day my daily bread. But first of all, we need prayers like Paul's. First of all, Jesus said, we pray, hallowed be your name. May your kingdom come. And may your will be done on the earth. Just like it is in heaven. Paul says the way to do this is by joyfully giving thanks, verse 11 and 12.
Paulo wacho ni ma mondo timre en mana kwago erokamano gi mor e mbele Jehova Nyasaye.
A person who grumbles and complains is weak.
Seche duto jalno manigi ng'ur mang'eny e nigi yomyom mang'eny.
If your army goes out to fight complaining and grumbling, they'll be weak, they'll lose. If your football team has everybody hating everybody else, then you'll lose. But when you are joyful, you are thankful, you are looking forward, then you are strong. Today, God has given you and me life in His Word. It's a beautiful world. He's clothed us. There's food being cooked. We're here together. We have many things to give thanks for. And we have the glory which is ready for us in heaven. Nobody has reason to complain.
Wan gi gimomiyo onego wagone Nyasaye.
Nobody has reason to be joyful like a Christian does.
Onge ng'at monego bed ni bedo gi mor maloyo kaka ja-Kristo onego bed go.
Verse 12 says, He has qualified us. He has made us to reach the standard.
Apar gariyo wacho ni wasebedo joloyo.
So we share in the inheritance.
May kaka wasebedo achiel kode, wasebedo achiel kuom gikeni mwaka.
In the kingdom of light.
E pinyruoth polo.
We sinned and were disqualified. But Jesus died and qualified us again through his blood. That's Paul's beginning of the letter. And he shows you what a Christian really is. May God have mercy on us all. So that we might all be true Christians. Amen.
Amen.